Interesting. Who's contributing that? Oh. Yeah, all this arrangement here has been made by Narottam Prabhu and his team from Kukatpally Preaching Center. The main expense would be the prasadam then, is it? Prasadam, flowers. You have to give these fellows something also. He doesn't know what we're saying. Bolton ki aapko bhi paisa dena hai. Bahut karcha hota hai is pura karyakram banana ke liye. So, yeah, there is a table there with donations accepted, written on it, which means that you're all welcome to give, to help, to cover the expenses of this program. One thing I must say, when I saw immediately after we finished the program this morning, and I came outside already, everyone breakfast served immediately. That's pretty good, pretty efficient. Although Mangaladi was a few minutes late. So yeah, everyone please contribute. And help in this way. Another announcement. I think many of you may have not got this. Women Masters or Mothers in English is now available in Hindi. Those of you, of course, not available in Telugu, and probably won't be for quite some time. But it is available in Hindi now. Aaj ki nari, kal ki sanskriti. Jiska vishay hai कि आज की अच्छा होगा यदि आज की नारी और कल की संस्कृति प्राचीन संस्कृति पालन करेंगे आज की संस्कृति वो संस्कृति नहीं है संस्कृति शब्द का मतलब जिससे संस्कार होते जिससे आत्मशुद्धि होती है लेकिन आजकल जीवन शैली ऐसे है कि आत्मा शुद्धि नहीं होते उससे इंद्रिय तृप्ति बढ़ते हैं जो नरक का प्रवेश द्वार है एनीवे दिस विशेषकर स्त्री धर्म के बारे में कैसे आधुनिक जमाना में स्त्री धर्म पालित होने चाहिए ओके एंड वी ऑल्सो हैव प्लेंटी ऑफ सेट्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराणमलम यद्वैष्णवानं प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकम् अमलं ज्ञानं परं गीयते अत्र ज्ञान विराग सहितं नैष्काम्यम् आविष्कृतम् Tachinvan supatan vicharana paro vimuchyan naraha. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana and is therefore very pleasing to the Paramahamsas. Those who are themselves spotless means there's no touch of the modes of material nature in them. It's very dear to the Vaishnavas. Even those who haven't attained to the Paramahamsa level. Vaishnava is more, even a neophyte Vaishnava is more than a advanced Mayavadi, or advanced impersonalist. So the Paramahamsas, they accept, this is the topmost knowledge, they declare. In here, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we will find all the topics elsewhere of discussed of jnana, knowledge, vairagya, non-attachment, detachment, how to live in this world without being entangled in this world. Therefore, one should very carefully recite it, hear it, consider its topics, and in this way, one who does this will be liberated from this material world and go back to Godhead. But there's one important consideration. How can you do this? How can you take full advantage of Srimad Bhagavatam and go back to Godhead? What is that consideration? Can anyone think? You have to have a set to read it. That's the first thing. It's not just by imagination. So if you don't have a set in your house, get a set. We hear so many people saying, can I install deity? Can I have deities at home? Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually more important than worshipping deities. So get a set of Bhagavatam. We have plenty of sets here. If you don't have a set, I see some young men here also. Working men, is it? Some of you working men, though the panchat wale, they're just, I suppose, coming into Krishna consciousness. You're earning money. We are saving you from spending so much money on cinema, meat, all kinds of useless things. So, in saving you from wasting your time on the internet, looking at so many useless things. So, we're saving you time and money. So, with the money you save, buy a set of Bhagavatam. And the time you save, read it. If you do nothing else in this life of any value, just read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone should take a vow. Read the Srimad Bhagavatam at least once. Prahladananda Swami, Bhagavad Gita as it is, he's one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. You don't know him. He doesn't come here to Hyderabad. He's read Bhagavad Gita as it is 180 times. How about that? Read Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Bhagavatam, so many books, so many treasures. Prabhupada is here. He lives in his words. He lives in his instruction. He lives in his books. So read these books. And also this, for those of you who like to read in Hindi, I guess there are not so many here. This is now available. Aaj Ki Nari Kal Ki Sanskriti. Okay. We have another bhajan printed out. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. We've just been talking about the deities of Vrindavan, especially Madan Mohan and Govinda. So while the sheets are being handed out, I'll just give a quick translation. It doesn't need much translation. Jai Radhe. Doesn't need translation. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. These three deities in Vrindavan, they are considered the most. Of course, they're all Krishna, but still, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami states, Shri Radha Shaha Shri Madan Mohan, Shri Radha Shaha Shri Govinda Charan, Shri Radha Shaha. Srila Sri Gopinath, 18 Thakur Gauriya Nath, 18 Thakur Gauriya Ke Koriyache Natma Shat, 18 E Charan Bandho Tine Moranat. He says that Madan Mohan with Radha, Sri Radha Shaha Sri Madan Mohan, Govinda with Radha, Gopinath with Radha, these three deities are the lords of the Gauriyas. The Gauriyas, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have made these three deities one with their heart. And Krishnadas Kaviraj prays that Koryatmasat, I offer my respects at their lotus feet. They are my, they are the lords of my life also. Although he does say elsewhere that Madan Mohan is his family deity. Madan Mohan, more Kula Devat, I can't remember his Kuladi Devata Morshi Madan Mohan, he says, in his family deities, Madan Mohan. So, Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Yamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. So it's all, it's Nama Kirtan, so it doesn't need much explanation. Mahavan is one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Keshi Ghata, the place on the ghat on the Yamuna where Krishna killed the Keshi demon. Vanshivata, the banyan tree where Krishna played his transcendental flute. Shriman Rasa Rasarambi Vanshivata Tata. Vanshivata Tata Stitaha Karshan Venur Swanayar Gopir Gopinatha Sriyastunaha. That is the place where Krishna played his transcendental flute and in this way attracted the gopis and is worshipped in this regard as Gopinath, the inaugurator of the Rasa dance. So Vanshivata, Keshigata, Vanshivata, Dwadasha, Kanan, 12 forests of Vrindavan. Jaha Shaba Lila Koilo Shri Nandan, Nandan. In all these forests, all these places, Nanda Nandana, Krishna, the son of Nanda, performed his pastime. Shri Nanda Yashoda Jaya, Jaya Gopagan, Shri Da Madi Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vatsagan. So offering Jai, glorifying Nanda and Yashoda, Sri Nanda Yashoda, glorifying all the cowherd men of Vrindavan and the cowherd boys, and headed by Sri Dama, Sri Damadi Jayaja, and all the cows and calves of Vrindavan. Then offering Jai, all glories to Rishabhanu and Kirtida, beautiful Kirtida, the father and mother of Shrimati Radharani, Kirtida Sundari, Jaya Purnamasi, Purnamasi, the mother of Madhu Mangal, Tapasvini, Brahmin woman, very austere, who lives in Vrindavan and is looked up to as the guru by all, you see, woman guru, by all the residents of Vrindavan, not official, it's like the Shiksha guru. And this way is known as Abhira Nagari. The Abhira means the cowherd caste. So she's the head of them. Then what's the next line? Jaya Jaya Gopishvara. All there is to Gopishvara. That is Lord Shiva in Vrindavan as the protector of the gopis in the Rasa dance. Lord Shiva in Vrindavan. We don't hear about Krishna in Kailas. He doesn't go there. He's in Vrindavan. But Shiva comes to Vrindavan. Shiva goes to see Krishna. Krishna doesn't go to see Shiva. So who's biggest and who's best? Well, Krishna also worships Shiva. Vrindavana Maharaj. Jaya Jaya, and all glories to that friend of Krishna, that comical Brahmin boy, Madhu Mangal, very fond of eating laddus and fooling around. Jaya Rama Ghata, this is the ghat of Balaram. Jaya Rama Ghata, Rohini Nandan, Balaram, son of Rohini. And then there are so many things. How long is this song going to go on? If you're going to glorify, if you're going to say Jai to everyone and everything in Vrindavan, then even Anantadev won't come to an end. There's no end. So, summing it all up, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Jata Jaya. All glories to all the residents of Vrindavan. Then he goes on more glorifying. Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gan. Apart from the gopis, there are other women who are very dear to Krishna in Vrindavan, the wives of the sacrificial brahmanas, and the wives of the Kaliya snake. They're all great devotees. Bhakti Teja Hara Pailo Govinda Charan. They all attained the lotus feet of Govinda by their pure devotion. Sri Rasa Mandala Jaya. All glories to the place where the Rasa dance was danced. Jaya Radha Sham. Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manaram. They all glories to the Rasa Lila, which is all attractive and pleasing to the mind of purified people. Jayo Jayo Jvala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sa. All the Parakiya Bhave Jaha Brajate Pracha. All glories to the topmost resplendent rasa, devotional, mellow, which is in Parakiya Bhav, Krishna associating in the mood of a paramour lover with the gopis of Vrindavan. This is only in Vrindavan, only known in Vrindavan, not elsewhere. Brajate Pracha. Remembering the lotus feet of Janava Devi, the wife of, or one of the wives of Lord Nityananda. This the poet Krishna Das, who has composed this song, he says, In this way I sing Nama Sankirtan. So I'll just sing this. And I need to just make a little adjustment here. Still in the material world, and little flies can cause disturbances also.